B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph. We're going to start at the very top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Kol Eilu She'omru. All the things we mentioned in the Mishnah, whether it's the wicks that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, or the oils that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, Ein Madlikin Ben B'Shabbos, and you're not allowed to use them to light a candle with on Shabbos, for Shabbos, Aval Oisin Mehen Madura. A big bonfire, a large fire, where there's a lot of twigs, a lot of woods, a lot of logs, and each burning piece of wood is going to ignite the other piece of wood. There's no reason to suspect that the fire is going to get extinguished, and therefore we're not worried you're going to play with the fire on Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to use them for a big bonfire, for a large fire. Bainless, chamim kenegdo, irrespective if you want this big fire in order to warm up with it, bainless, tamish la'iro, if you want it to be a large source of light, it's mutar. Bain al gabi karaka, irrespective of whether this big fire is on the floor, on the ground, bain al gabi kira, or if it's inside a stove, inside an oven. The wicks that we discussed are only osa to make from them wicks in a candle that was going to be floating inside the oil, something that's going to get absorbed into the wick. It may not get absorbed so well, and therefore you may tilt it and you'll be over on lighting a fire on Shabbos, but a big flame where you don't have this issue, a big fire, it's mutar. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to use shemen kik, the oil, the fats of kik, as oil for lights on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, my shemen kik, what is this shemen kik? I asked all the sailors, all those that go down to the sea, if they know what it is. And they said to me, there's a bird in the seaport cities, the kik shmoy, and the name of that bird is kik, and using the fats of that bird is what the Mishnah says is called shemen kik, and you're not allowed to use those fats as oil for lights that are going to be burning on Shabbos. It's the oil that comes from cotton seed, that's the shemen kik mentioned in the Mishnah. Rishlokish Omar. Rishlokish says, Kikoyoin de Yoino. It's a type of wood, a type of tree, a very tall tree, one that Yoino Hanovi saw in his dream that we read on Yom Kippur in Sefer Yoino. Omar Rabbe Bar Barchono, Ledidi Chozili Kikoyoin de Yoino. I saw such a plant that Yoino Hanovi saw in his dream, Velit Luliva Domu. And it was very similar to a wood, to a tree that we know is called tzluliva. Umidoposki rovi. It grows near the ponds or in the ponds. V'alpum chanusa madlon yosei. And one commonly hangs its branches on the doors of one's stores because it makes a nice smell. Umiparzidoihi. And from its kernels of dimishchi, they make oil. Ubanfoihi, and under its branches, Naichin kol berichei demarova, the sick people from Eretz Yisrael are commonly resting underneath the branches of this tree. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba. Says Rabba, Psilo is she'omru chachomim ein madliken ben b'shabbos. What's the reason why all those wicks mentioned at the beginning of our Mishnah, you're not allowed to use them for candles that are going to be lit on Friday night? It's because the fire flickers on them, and since the fire is not a nice, stable light, you may come to tilt it, and you'll be over the malacha of havora, of kindling on Shabbos. The list in the Mishnah of oils that you're not allowed to use for these candles, why? Why? They do not get drawn nicely into the wicks, they do not get absorbed well in the wicks, and again, the light will not be a comfortable one, and you may come to tilt the candle on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Boyim minei abaya mirabba. Abaye asked Rabba, Shmonim she'omru chachomim ein madliken ben b'Shabbos. All those oils that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, ma'u she'yitein le'toichon shemen kol shehu. What would be the halacha if you added enough oils from those oils that are permitted to be used on Shabbos, you add it into the oils that are not permitted to be used on Shabbos, and you add enough until the mixture is one that's going to be absorbed well in the wick, and therefore there will not be an issue of tilting the candle on Shabbos. Are you allowed to use such a mixture or not? V'yadlik, he wants to light with it. Migos rinon, do we make a gzeira? Dilma osila dluke be'inayhu, that you may come to use these oils on their own without adding in the oils that are stabilizing it, and therefore the Chachomim should say you're not allowed to use them even when they are mixed in with the good oils. Or do we say no? A person will know that this is only muta, it's only okay because other oils have been mixed into it, and now it burns nicely, but on their own it's osa. Omali. So Rabba responded to Abaya, Ein madlikin, you're not allowed to use this mixture of oil on Shabbos, for Shabbos, ma'itama, lefisha ein madlikin on. Since you're not allowed to use these oils on their own, therefore the Chachomim said you're not even allowed to use them as part of a mixture when other oils are with it. Eisvei, Abaya is now asking a question on Rabba. We learnt in a brisa, Korach dovor shemadlikin boy al gabe dovor she'ein madlikin boy. If somebody wraps a wick, which one is allowed to use on Shabbos, onto a type of wick which you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, then the Tanakhama say, ein madlikin boy, you're not allowed to use such a wick on Shabbos. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues and says, shall base Abba, in my father's home, the custom was, hoyu kirchin psilo al gabe egois, umadlikin. They would wrap a wick, which you were allowed to use on Shabbos, they would wrap it onto a nut. A nut cannot be used as a wick. And they would, nonetheless, they would be allowed to use this wick. Ktonimius madlikin. So you see from the witness, from what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel has said, that even though you've wrapped a psilo that's muta onto something that cannot be used as a wick, you're allowed to do that on for Shabbos. So too with us. Using the oils that are generally not able or allowed to be used on their own, and mixing them in with oils that are allowed to be used, it's muta, it should be muta. Omrale, Rabba answers to Abaya, Ademoisvus lim Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, instead of asking a question on me from Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, siyainhu mid Tanakama, why don't you bring a proof to what I'm saying that it's osa from the Tanakama? The Tanakama said that Korach dovor shemadlikin boy al gabu dovor shein madlikin boy, ein madlikin boy, the Tanakama say it's osa, like I, Rabba, said. Holei Kashi, Abaye says, don't ask me a question why I'm bringing proof and asking a question on you from Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Maaseh Rav, since he is telling us a story that happened from the minig of his father, so you see that's the halacha. That's why I'm asking you from Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Mikol Mokim Kashya. But either way, you, Rabbi, have to now answer the question. Mai Lav Lahadlik. Are we not assuming that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, what he's actually saying in the name of his father was that they would wrap the wick onto this nut and they would use it as a wick, even though the nut on its own right would not be a wick. Is that not proof against you, Rabba? Says the Gemara, Loi, lehakfois. The truth is they did not use this nut as a wick at all. They only used the wick, which was a wick that was allowed to be used. Why did they wrap it around the nut? It was lehakpois, just so that the wick would stay afloat. They used it as a float, not as a wick. And indeed, if they would wrap the psila onto the nut and use the nut as the wick itself, then possibly even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would hold that you're not allowed to use it. And then that would be proof to Rabba and not a question on Rabba. Asks the Gemara, "I lehakpois my tamad tanakama." If indeed the only part that you're lighting, the only part that's being used as a wick, is the part that's the psila, that's a kosher wick, and they've just wrapped it round the nut as a float, why do the tanakama say "in madlikin boy"? Says the Gemara, Kula Rab Shimon ben Gamliel hi. It's all Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, there's no machleikus there. V'chisure mechzer of ahochi k'toni. You have to add some words of explanation in the Brisa, then you'll understand it. And it goes as follows. Korach dovor shemadlikin boy al gaba dovor she'in madlikin boy. If you wrap a wick that can be used on Shabbos, and you wrap it round something that cannot be used on Shabbos, ein madlikin boy, you're not allowed to use this wick on Shabbos. When is that true? This is what the Gemara is explaining that we have to add into the Brisa. When is that true? Only when you're using both wicks to be a wick for this candle. If you wrap the wick around a nut or something that's going to just keep it afloat, mutter, then you're allowed to use such a wick. And the reason is because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would say that the custom was shall base Abba in his father's house, hoyu karichin psila al gabe egois, they would wrap a wick onto a nut in order to keep it afloat, and it was okay. They permitted them to do that. Continues the Gemara, Aini, we're asking another question on Rabba. You Rabba say that if you have oils that are mutter mixed with oils that are osa, you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. V'ha'omer of Baroino Amar Rav, did we not learn in the name of Rav that chaylev muhutoch, these are fats that have been melted, v'kirvei dogim sheni moichu, and the insides of fish that have become dissolved, odom noisin letoichoi shemen kolshu, even though they are not allowed to be used on their own as oil for candles on Shabbos, but you're allowed to add in oils that are mutter to be used, and add in enough of such an oil that the whole mixture will now burn nicely, it will get nicely absorbed in the wick, and it's mutter, or madlik, and he's allowed to light with it. And this seems to be contrary to what Rabbah said before. Says the Gemara, Hani mimshechi be'inayhu, v'hani loy mimshechi be'inayhu. The truth is, chaylev muhutach, which is fats that have been melted, and kirvei dogim sheni moichu, the insides of fish that have become dissolved, they themselves are good oils that can be well absorbed in the wicks. What Rabbah was talking about was using oils that on their own right would not be absorbed well in the wick, and then he says adding in oil that will make it absorb well is not enough and it'll still be osa. And the only reason you're not allowed to use this melted fat is mishum chaylev she'enei muhutach. It was a gezeira because you might use these fats when it's not melted, and the chaylev which is not melted does not get absorbed well into the wicks, and they are osa. Valkirvei dogim sheni moichu, the insides of the fish that have become dissolved, they themselves are okay. They burn nicely. And the Chachomim said you should not use them because you might get confused with mishum kirvei dogim sheloini moichu. You might use the insides of the fish that have not been nimoichu, have not been dissolved. And v'nigzer nam yichelev muhutach v'chirvei dogim sheni moichu shenosan letoichoi shemen mishum chelev muhutach v'chirvei dogim sheni moichu shenosan letoichon shemen. Asks the Gemara that at the end of the day, tachlis, the Chachomim say that chelev muhutach and kirvei dogim sheni moichu are not allowed to be used. So adding in oils that are allowed to be used, why should that be okay? Make a gezeira that chelev muhutach with other oils should be asa, so that you shouldn't use the chelev muhutach. The kirvei dogim sheni moichu with other oils should be asa, because you might use the kirvei dogim which are nimoichu without the other oils. Says the Gemara, he gufa gzeira, chelev muhutach itself is a good oil, it's only osar as a gezeira because of chelev she'enei muhutach. Kirvei dogim sheni moichu are only osar otu kirvei dogim sheloi nimoichu. Vanan nekem v'nigzer gzeira legzeira, if you add in oils that are okay into these oils that are also okay but only osar on their own because you might make a mistake with oils that are not okay, this is a double gezeira. We don't make a double gezeira, and therefore if you add in good oil into chelev muhutach and kirvei dogim sheni moichu, then there's no gezeira and it's mutter. And it's not similar to the case that Rabbah was talking about, where you're mixing in the good oils into oils that they themselves do not burn nicely on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Toni Romi Bar Choma. Psilois ushmonim she'omru chachomim ein madliken ben b'shabbos. Those wicks and oils that the chachomim said you're not allowed to use for candles that will burn on Shabbos, ein madliken ben b'mikdosh. You're not allowed to use those wicks or those oils in the menorah in the Beis Hamikdosh. Why? Mishum she'nemar, because it says in the pasuk leha'alois ner tomid, that the flame has to go up, has to raise up constantly from the menorah. Hu toni lo, hu omar lo. He brought this drasha and he explained, what do we mean? Kedesha teheshal heves oilem me'ileo, leha'alois ner tomid means that the flame has to go up on its own right. V'loisha tehe oila li deidova achir, and not that it should flicker and need help externally, that a person should have to tilt it and move it and help the oils be absorbed in the wicks and help the wicks burn nicely. No, it has to be a type of flame that once it's alight, it's ignited and lights perfectly nicely on its own right. And therefore, all those psilois and shmonim that are not allowed to be used on Shabbos, and the reason is because it's not lighting nicely, and you might interfere with it on Shabbos. If you might interfere with it, then it does not conform to leha'alois ner tamid, and therefore it's asa even in the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Continues the Gemara. Tnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, mi bavloi, from the worn out michnesei koyanim, the trousers, the pants of the koyanim, umehem neem, and from their belts, hoyu mafkien, they would tear them, umehen madliken, and from them they would make wicks and light the candles in Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, where there would be outside in the Azorah and the Azos Noshim, there would be very tall candles, not the menorah inside the Heichal, and they would use these wicks for those candles. And we know that the Michnesei Koyanim Umehem Neem, they had wool in them, and we saw in the Gemara on Daf Chof Amud Beis at the bottom that using wool Tzemer, hoisifu aleim shel tzemer, that using wool, you're not allowed to use them as wicks for Shabbos. So why could you use them for the torches in the Beis Hamikdash for the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva? Says the Gemara, Simchas Beis HaShe'eva Shani. Since it's not talking about the menorah, and the whole Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, or lighting the candles at the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, is not min ha-Torah. There's no posuk that says leha'alois ner tomid, and therefore you can use these wicks for those candles in the azar outside in the chotzer and ezus noshim for Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. Continues the Gemara Toshima, the Toni Rabbah Bar Masna, big day kuhuna shebolu, the clothes of the koyanim that had become worn out, mafkin oison, they would tear them into strips, umehen hoyu oisim psilois lemigdosh, and they would use them for the wicks for the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. My love, de kilaim, is it not talking about those garments that also had wool in them? So you see that you can use wicks of wool even though in the Beis Hamikdash for the menorah, even though you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, loy de butz, it's talking about the ksoines, is talking about the clothes of the koyanim that were made that had linen, not those that had wool, and the linen itself is a kosher wick. Continues the Gemara, Omar Vuna, psilois ushmanim she'omru chachomim ein madliken ben b'shabbos, those wicks and oils that the chachomim said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos because they do not burn nicely and you may come to tilt them on Shabbos and that's severely osa, ein madliken ben b'chanukah, you're not allowed to use them either for lighting the menorah, which we do every year on Chanukah. Bein b'Shabbos, irrespective of Shabbos Chanukah, bein b'Chol, all the other days of Chanukah. Omar Rabba, my Talmud Rav Huna. Omar Rava, my Talmud Rav Huna. Rava is now going to explain this halacha of Rav Huna. Kosova, he holds Kovso, in the event that one of the candles, or all the candles of the menorah, get extinguished, Zokuklo, you are obliged to relight it. And since you're obliged to relight it, you may not relight it. You may just neglect them and not relight them. And therefore, using such candles on the weekdays of Chanukah, since these oils and wicks do not burn nicely, they may get extinguished. And the halacha is that you have to reignite them, and you might just not reignite them. Therefore, do not use such oils and wicks on Chanukah. Umutar lishtamish l'oira, and they hold that one is allowed to use the light of the menorah just for one's own personal use, and therefore on Shabbos you may end up using that light, and since these lights are not burning nicely, they have the same halachas as any other candles on Shabbos. You may tilt them and be over on Loisavaru Eish on Shabbos. In the event, and we're going to see such an opinion soon, in the event that it was also to use these candles, the Chanukah candles on Shabbos, then the fact that it's not burning nicely will not bother you, because you won't tilt them. You're not allowed to use the light anyway for your own use. But since this Mandoma, since Rav Huna holds the one is allowed to use the candle on Shabbos, the Chanukah lights, you're allowed to have Hanah from them all of Chanukah, then on Leil Shabbos you'll try and have Hanah from them, they will flicker, you'll end up tilting them a little bit, and that's going to be Asa, and therefore you're not allowed to use such oils or wicks on Chanukah, even on Shabbos. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda argues with Rav Huna and says, Madlikin behen b'chol. You're allowed to use these wicks and oils on the weekdays of Chanukah, avaloi b'Shabbos, but not for Shabbos Chanukah. Kosova, he holds kov so'ein zokuklo. As long as you've lit the menorah, even if it gets extinguished, you're not obliged to, or you're not obligated to relight it. And therefore, use these candles, and it doesn't burn nicely, it'll get extinguished. Okay, you're not mechuyev to reignite them, so nothing can go wrong. That's okay. But on Shabbos, we have an added problem, that since he holds that you're allowed to use Chanukah candles for your own use, therefore, if you're trying to use them on Shabbos, then the candle, which is not burning nicely because you're using these oils and these wicks, you may come to tilt the candle on Shabbos. And that's Asa. And therefore, he says you're only allowed to use these wicks and oils on the weekdays of Chanukah and not on the Shabbos. In the weekday, obviously, if you're trying to use the Chanukah lights for your own use and it doesn't burn nicely and you tilt it a little bit, you've not transgressed any melachos of Shabbos. It's a weekday. And therefore, you're allowed to use it during the week, just not on Shabbos. Omer Reb Zeira, Omer of Masna, V'omri lo Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Rav. Reb Zeira said, either in the name of Rav Masna or in the name of Rav, he said a third opinion. The wicks or oils that the Chachomim said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, madlikin ben b'chanukah, you're allowed to use them on Chanukah, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos, also during the week and also on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah says, my tam adarav. Well, how do we understand that? Kosova kovso ein zokuklo. Number one, he holds that if the Chanukah candles get extinguished, you're not obligated to rekindle them, and therefore use these oils and wicks that are not going to burn nicely. Worst comes to worst, it'll get extinguished. It's okay, you're not mechuyev to do more than that. He holds you're not allowed to use the Chanukah candles for your own use at all, and therefore even on Shabbos you won't come to use it for your own, and therefore even if it doesn't burn nicely, you will not come to tilt those candles in order to have a better light, because you're not allowed to use them anyway, and therefore for the Chanukah menorah you're allowed to use them even on Friday night. Continues the Gemara. Omrua Rabbonon Kameida Abaya Meshmeida Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Chachomim, who was sitting in front of Abaya, told Abaya the reasoning, the explanation that Rabbi Yirmiyah gave for Rav's halacha. V'loi kiblo. He didn't trust what Rav Yirmiyah explained, he didn't accept it. Ki osa rovin, omrua rabbonon kameida abaya mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Later on, when Rovin came, then the halacha was said to Abaya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'kiblo, and Abaya accepted it. Omar, and Abaya added and said, Izakoi, if I would have had the merit, gemirte l'shmaite meikora, I would have accepted it back then when I heard it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. But I didn't have the schus, and therefore I only accepted it now in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Asks the Gemara v'agomra. At the end of the day, you accepted the halacha, you accepted the reasoning. What's the difference if you accepted it now in the name of Rabbi Yochanan or back then in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah? Says the Gemara, Nafkamina legirsu diyankusa. We know that the things a person studies when he's younger, they get absorbed better in the mind, they get remembered longer. And he says, it's a shame that I didn't have the schus that back then, when I was younger, to absorb this halacha. And now, when I'm older, I'm going to try my best to absorb it, but I've lost that advantage. Continues the Gemara. The kov so'in zokuklo. Can it be that there's an opinion that says that if the Hanukkah candles get extinguished, that you do not have to reignite them? Uraminu, this seems to be a contrary to a braisa. Mitzvah saw the mitzvah of lighting the menorah on Hanukkah, mishatishka chamo, from when the sun sets, and everybody knows there's an argument, is this shkia, is it tzeis ha-kechovim, but from when the sun sets, ad shatich leregel min ashuk, until there are no more feet, no more people in the marketplace, that's when you have to have the lights lit on Hanukkah. My love, so we assume that what the braisa means is de'ikovsa hodor madliklo. You have to make sure that the candles are burning from tishkiyachamo until tichleregel min ashuk. And if the candles extinguish in between, you have to relight them. And this is contrary to the concept of kovsa ein zokuklo. Says the Gemara loy. No. De'iloy adlik madlik. When it says that the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles is from Tishkei Achamo until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, it's not telling you that it has to be lit all that time. It's saying that any time in that time frame, you're allowed to light the candles. If you miss that time frame, then you've missed your mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. It's telling you what time you're allowed to kindle. It's not telling you how long the candles have to be on for. Inami. Or a second explanation in that braisa, l'shi'ura, to tell you how much oil you have to put in. You have to put in enough oil that the menorah potentially could be alight from Tishkei Achamo till Tichle Regel Min Ashuk. But if coincidentally, because the flames were not burning nicely, because it was windy, whatever it is, the flames extinguished, assuming that they could have been alight, if you're lighting in a place where you know it's going to be extinguished, it could well be that you're not Yotza. But if you were not careless and you lit it, you have to use enough oil that potentially it could have stayed alight for that time. It went out. You're not obligated to relight the candles. Continues the Gemara. Ad shetich leregel min ashuk. We saw in the Braisa that the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles is all the while that people are still in the marketplace. Va'ad kamo. How long is that? What is that? Omar Rabbe bar Bar Chono, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Ad de Kalyo Riglo de Tarmudoi. The feet, the merchants from a place called Tarmudoi, they would come and sell firewood to the townspeople. And they would be hanging around in the marketplace waiting for people to go home at the end of their day, light their fires, see if they need any more wood, and then they would come to the marketplace and buy the wood from these people. So all the while that these people from Tarmudoi are still in the marketplace, then you're still required to the mitzvah of Chanukah. When even they have left the marketplace, then that's it, then the streets are desolate, and there's no more Pirsume Nissa, and there's no more reason or ability to light the Chanukah candles if you haven't done it yet. And we're learning the sugya at face value, we're not translating it into contemporary situation and circumstances. That, when it comes to Chanukah, and you learn the contemporary poskim and see how to apply this Gemara in practical terms. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, mitzvahs Chanukah, the Ikar Adin, the minimum requirement on Chanukah of lighting the menorah, Neir is a single candle, Ish Ubeisoy, and that's enough for a person and his whole household, the whole home, one candle, every day just one candle. Doesn't matter how many days there have been, it doesn't matter how many people there are. V'hamahadrin, and those who pursue mitzvahs and want to do mitzvahs in the best fashion, neir l'kol echod v'echod. For every member of the household, they put one candle each night. So if you have three people in the home, then you light three candles on day one, and three candles on day two, and three candles on day three, etc. V'hamahadrin min hamahadrin, and those who pursue mitzvahs even more, here we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Umrim, Yoim Rishon Madlik Shmoina, on the first day you light eight candles, Mikan ve'elech poichos v'heilech. And every day you light one less. On day two you light 7 candles. On day three you light 6 candles, etc. Ubeis Hillel oimrim. Beis Hillel say no. They say yoim rishon madlik achas. On the first day you light one candle, because one day has passed, one chiyuv has passed. Mikan ve'elech, from that day on, moisif v'heilech. Every day you light an extra candle. On day two you light 2. On day three you light 3, which is what we do in Lemaisa. Oma ula, pligi ba tre amiroi b'marova. There were two amiroim in Eretz Yisrael who argued. Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin, Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida. Two Rabbi Yosis, one Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin, the other one was Rabbi Yosi bar Zivda. They argued as to the reasoning behind the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Chad Omar, one of them claimed, Tama de Beis Shammai, the source of Beis Shammai, who says you do 8, 7, 6, 5, keneged yomim anichnosim. We see how many days there still are in front of us. On the first day, there's 8 days in front of us. On the second day, there's only 7 days in front of us. So you count how many days in front of us, and that's how many you light. V'tamar de Beis Hillel, and the reason of Beis Hillel is keneged yomim ayotzim, is we're counting the days that have already passed. On day one, the first day is behind us. On day two, it's now the second day behind us. And the day that you light is considered as being behind us. So on day one you have one, on day two, two, etc. V'chad Omar, the other Amira explained that Tamar de Beis Shammai, the reason of Beis Shammai that we go 8, 7, 6, we go in order going downwards, is keneged Porei Achag. There's some similarity between the menorah on Chanukah and the animals, the korbonis that were shechted in the Beis Hamikdash on Sukkos. And the same way as the Porei Achag on Sukkos were mismait v'hoilich, as is apparent in Parashas Pinchas. On the first day there would be 14 oxen, on the second day there would be 13, etc. So too with Chanukah, you go from the most down. With Tamar de Beis Hillel, the reason for Beis Hillel, to malin b'kodesh v'ein meiridin, when it comes to Kedusha, you always go up, you always add. You start with 1, 2, 3, and we keep moving up. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbe Bar Bar Chon, Omar Rabbi Yechonon. Shnei Zekeinim hoyu b'tzidon, there were two elders in Tzidon. Echod oso ka Beis Shammai, one of them did like Beis Shammai. On the first day he lit 8, on the second day 7, etc. Ve'echod oso ka Beis Hillel, the other one did like Beis Hillel. That on the first day he lit 1, on the second day 2, etc. Zeh noisin tam ledvorov, the one that did like Beis Shammai said that the reason was keneged Porei Hachag. It's like the animals that were shechted in the Beis Hamikdash on Sukkos, the oxen that were started 14 and the second day 13 and went downwards. The Zenos in Tam Lidvarov, the one that did like Beis Hillel, said the reason was the Malin B'Kodesh V'Ein Meridin, always in Kedusha we go up, we don't go down. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah La'Nicho Al Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz. The preferred place, the best place, and possibly the only place where the menorah should be put on Chanukah is the door of your home towards the outside. Im hoya dor ba'aliyah, if he's living in a top floor in an attic and there's no room outside, Rashi explains Pesach Beisoy means at the entrance or at the chotzer. The homes used to be open to a yard, and the yard used to be bordering to the Rishus HaRabim, and that's where they would light the menorah. But if you lived in an attic, you didn't have a chotza, where did you light? Manicho b'chaloin asmucho l'Rishus HaRabim. You would light in the window facing the Rishus HaRabim, so that as many people as possible can see it, and that's the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa. The menorah on Chanukah is there in order to publicize the miracle of Chanukah. In times where there was a dangerous and the Goyim did not let us light the Chanukah candles, and therefore when you lit the candles it was dangerous if the public would see it, you light the menorah on your table in your dining room or any table in your house, and that's enough. At least the people in the home will have a persumenissa, will see the candles. Nowadays that there's no sakona, most poskim say that we revert back to the halacha of the way it should be, that a person should light Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz. And there are some poskim who still keep the custom of lighting inside, and like we said before, the practical applications of these sugyas, you have to ask your Rav and learn the halachas before Chanukah. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Tzorich Neir Acheres Lishtamish La'ira. We said before, you're not allowed to use or have any benefit from the light of the menorah. And in order for that to be clear, besides for lighting the candles of the menorah, you have to light an added candle, which we call the shamash. And since you've got an added candle, it will be apparent to everybody that the light that I'm using for my own use is the shamash, and the menorah is not being used for personal mundane use. Ve'ikah madura, if there's a big fire in the vicinity and there's plenty light, and I don't need the light of the menorah, then I don't need the shamash to make it clear and evident that I'm not using the lights of the menorah for myself. But if he's a very prominent and prestigious person, and it's not common for them to use the light of a big fire, they would commonly have a candle, then again, there's a problem. People may think that he's using the candle, the light of the menorah. Afal gavde ikka madura, therefore, even if you have a big flame, a big fire, tzorich nir acheres, he has to have a shamash in order that everybody will realize that he's not using the light of the menorah for his own use. Continues the Gemara, my Chanukah, on which nes did they make the yontav of Chanukah? The Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt in the Braisa, b'chof hei b'kislev, on the 25th of Kislev, Yoma de Chanukah, the Yontav of the days of Chanukah start. Tamanya Inun, these are 8 days. Deloyle Misbet Behoin, you're not allowed to say Hespedim, an ology if somebody dies. Veloyles Anus Behen, you're not allowed to fast on them. They have the halachas, some of the halachas of a Yontav. Why? Shekesh Nichnusu Yevonim Lehechol, when the Greeks entered the Hechol, the Beis Hamikdash, Timu Kolashmanim, they made Tomei, they touched and destroyed all the pure oils that were going to be used for the menorah. Kol hashmonim shebeheichal. Ukeshegavro malchus beis chashmonoi, when the kingdoms of the beis chashmonoi of Klal Yisrael, they overpowered the Greeks, v'natzchom, and defeated them. Botku, they searched, v'leimotzu elopach echot shel shemen, they found just a single flask of oil, shehoya munach, it was hidden someplace, b'choysomei shel kohen gadol, it had the seal of the kohen gadol on, and it was apparent that the Greeks had not touched it. V'lohoyo boi elu lehadlik yoyim echot, the problem was, there was only enough oil in this flask to light the menorah for one day. And it took 8 days to make new oil. Nase boi nes, a miracle happened. Vidliku mimenu shmoina yomim, and this single flask of oil lit for eight days. Lashono acheres, the next year came again. The chofei kislev, kovum vaasom yomim toivim. They fixed it as a yontev behalil vaidor, in order to say halil after shacharis and to say al hanisim in the bracha of haidor. Continues the Gemara, Tnan Hosom, we learnt in a Mishnah in Baba Kama, gates, a spark, Hayetze Mitachas Apatish, that gets released from under the hammer of one of the workers, V'yotzo V'hizik, and this spark left the desk of this worker, and it caused damage. Chayev, he's Chayev, you should have been careful, you created a spark, and you caused damage. Gomol sheton pishton. However, if you have a camel that's loaded with flax, v'hu over b'shus harabim, and he's traveling in the street, v'nichnas pishtonu l'toicha chanut, and there's so much flax on the back of this camel that some of the flax goes into this shop where there's a spark, v'dolka b'neiru shelchenveni, and the flax got burnt from the fire, the spark, what was going on in the shop, v'hidlika sabira, and it burnt down the whole mansion. Then bala gomol is chayev, the owner of the camel is chayev. Why did you load it with so much flax that it could not stay in the street? It would go into the shop where it would pose a danger. Hiniyah chenveni as neiroi mibachutz. However, if this chenveni put his candle outside the shop, and then somebody's got a camel laden with flax going in the Rosh Hashanah and gets burnt by the candle that's outside, then of course Chenveni Chayev. Of course the Chenveni is Chayev, because who told you to put a candle outside the Rosh Hashanah? You're a Mazik. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that, however, B'nei Chanukah, if somebody puts his Chanukah candles outside his home, and a Gomel comes and and a camel loaded with pishton gets burnt from the menorah, potter is potter. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. He has rishus to put the candle there. And whoever's coming down the road with a camel and flax has to make sure not to get too close to the menorahs. Omer vina, mishum derabba, zoyse meres, it's apparent from this halacha that near Chanukah mitzvah lanicha b'soicha sara. Part of the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is that it should be low down, 10 tefachim off the ground, within 10 tefachim. If there was no such halacha in Hilchas Chanukah, why are you putting your candles so low down? Put the candles high up, above the height of the flax on a laden camel, and then it will not pose a danger to anyone. The fact that we say that even if it gets burnt, the person who's lit the menorah is potter, it must be that the mitzvah of menorah requires him to put it that low down. Because if the facts would be that in Hilchas Chanukah it's lekatchila to put the candles above 10 tefachim, leimalei, the person who's the owner of the camel can say, you should have put the candle higher than the camel with the person riding on it. Says the Gemara, v'dilma imitrecha leituva osi limnuim imitzah. It could be that in Hilchas Chanukah you're allowed to put the candle higher up. And the reason that the Chachomim allowed us to put it lower down, even though it could pose a danger for the camel and the flax, is because if we force a person to go to too much exertion and too much effort to put the candles high up, they may not bother, they may just neglect the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. To stop that happening, the Chachamim said, we want to make it easy for you, you can light even lemato me'asara tefachim. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosson bar Menyuma Mishmeder of Tanchim. There's a drasha that was said in the name of Rav Tanchim, Ner Shel Chanukah, She'enicho lemailo me'esrim amo. If you lit the Chanukah candles more than 20 amas, above 20 amas from the ground where the people would see it, psula, then the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it's possible, you're not yetzah, your mitzvah. Kasuka ukamovi, like the schach of sukkah has to be within 20 amas, and like the pole going across a movui, which is what serves as a recognition for the people in the movui, you can carry up till here, up to this pole, and not further, and that beam also has to be within 20 amas. The reason for all three halachas, Ner Chanukah, Sukkah, and Mavi are all the same, it has to catch a person's eye. If the schach is too high, the message of the schach will not penetrate the people in the sukkah. If the beam on top of a Mavi is too high, the people in the Mavi will not see it, and they may chas v'shalom carry in the Rosh Hashanah. And if the Chanukah candle is too high, nobody will see it, and it will not... you will not be mekayim the Pirasuma Nisa, which is the main part of the Ner Chanukah. And the Mirtz Hashem, in our next year, we're going to carry on the sugya of Ner Chanukah.